Hi, Darren Hardy here again. I think it's appropriate to start our action plan for this issue of the Success Magazine CD from the man most remembered for playing maybe the most iconic superhero of all time, who then went on to become an extraordinary hero in his own right, Mr. Christopher Reeve. He said, "A hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles." And that he did, quite heroically, I might add. Okay, I'm committed to helping you realize the hero in you, that admirable, powerful, awe-inspiring person you've always wanted to become and have always been capable of becoming, but maybe didn't know how to bridge the gap between your vision of yourself or even the attributes you admire in others and where you are currently. So let me build that bridge for you now. This is something I teach to high-level leaders and high-performing teams all over the world and is, in my opinion, one of the most powerful processes you can engage yourself and your team in. But of course, it starts with you. Okay, here's step one. Are you ready? Here's what I want you to do. Think of your heroes. Who do you admire most? Who are the most successful people that you can think of? Bring them to mind. Maybe people like Oprah Winfrey or Richard Branson, the late Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Christopher Reeves, or whomever you see as enviable, admirable, and heroic. Who else are your heroes? Maybe your mother, or your father, or a previous athletic coach, or a teacher, or a former boss. Whoever it is for you, just bring them to mind now. Now, what single words would you use to describe them? Make a long list. Maybe words like passionate, or committed, or positive-minded, confident, driven, perseverant, inspiring, persuasive, empathetic. Whatever words describe your hero models. Once you've exhausted your mind and have a big long list, here's step two. Narrow it down to the top 12 most important attributes to you. Now, to you is important because my list of attributes describing my heroes and my pick of my top 12 will be different than yours. That is how and why we are different. So what's most important for you is to discover yours, those dozen most important attributes to you. Once you've picked your dozen most important, you will now have a clear picture of your heroic you. You have just described your hero, the hero in you, the one you are capable of becoming, of course, with some growth, training, and development. That's what we're going to figure out now. And that is step three. Evaluate your current self on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, meaning you are the very living epitome of that attribute. For instance, you might go down the list and say, hardworking, okay, I'm a 7 there, or consistent, okay, I'm a 4 there, or confident, I'm a 6, whatever it is for you. Now, if you're not sure, and this is a good exercise anyway, ask your spouse, ask a really good friend, ask your leadership team to rate you on your 12 most important attributes. Everywhere you score less than 10 is your personalized personal development plan. Now your entire personal growth and training should be specifically focused on the development of those critical attributes. Look, you described all the heroes you look up to. We've narrowed down and identified the very best and most important attributes of all of them. And once we've assessed where you are by comparison, we know the exact gap between where you are now and where you need to grow from here to become the hero you are truly capable of becoming. I have this attribute assessment and rating system on a worksheet that I will make available to you on the email update feed of my blog during the month that this issue is on newsstands. You can access it at darrenhardy.success.com. That's darrenhardy.success.com. I highly encourage you to not just listen to this commentary, but to take yourself through the process. The difference between knowing and becoming is doing. You have to do the exercise to grow into the superpower of being faster than the speed of change, more powerful than any naysayer, and able to leap tall goals in a single bound. All right, thank you for joining me for another fantastic issue of the Success Magazine CD. Now, go out and be the shining example of success at work, at home, and in your community. And I'll meet you right back here to guide you as we journey together along the never-ending search for the best within you. Until then, I wish you great success.
To learn how to share success with your friends and business associates, visit success.com. While you're there, sign up to receive the free newsletter, Seeds of Success, to get great ideas, inspiration, and quotes delivered to your inbox every week. Success Magazine Audio, copyright 2014 by Success. All rights reserved.